Hello, welcome to the Thursday, July 11th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm there recording from London, England. Well, we got a significant compromise to start out with. SIDN, the company that is responsible for the .nl top-level domain, that's the top-level domain for the Netherlands, got compromised. Its website was found to have malware hosted on it as a result of a SQL injection flaw that was used to plant these malicious files. At this point, it's not really clear if any of the .nl zoned file was affected by this. Of course, the company's website is also used to make adjustments to domains within that top-level domain. So it is possible that the attacker used some of these admin features to actually modify some of the domains. As a result, to limit further damage, SIDN has frozen the .nl domain file, so there are no updates being made at this point. They also shut down part of their website that they think was vulnerable to the SQL injection flaw. But at this point, not a lot of detail beyond this, what the actual flaw was or if any damage was caused to the .nl zone. And if you're using WebSense to filter email or web access, you may have seen that the appliance spiked its CPU at 100% earlier today. This was the result of a bad signature file. This problem should have been fixed by now, so if you're still experiencing the problem, make sure you have the very latest signature file loaded into the appliance. Otherwise, you probably don't get any response out of the device and essentially need to bypass it to maintain email and web connectivity. And of course, yesterday was Microsoft's big patch day and Adobe's. One patch that's still pretty important, but we forgot to mention, is Google Chrome came up with a new version. It fixes 15 new vulnerabilities. We are now at Chrome 28. Of course, Google is famous somewhat for its bug bounty program, and another $35,000 worth were handed out to security researchers as a result of Chrome 28. In addition, there is an interesting new paper looking at the value of some of these bug bounty programs. The University of California at Berkeley came up with this paper and looked at what some of these vendors paid out. Google and Mozilla, for example, according to the paper, paid out $400,000 over the last 3 years. But what they found is that the actual value derived from these bug bounty programs is about 100 times more. So if they would have hired full-time security researchers to actually find these vulnerabilities, they would have had to spend 100 times more, or $40 million total. So overall, these bug bounty programs are very valuable to the companies. Everything I sort of heard from these companies kind of confirms that. There is, of course, some overhead still involved in trying to work with researchers and, for example, figuring out if bugs are real and not. But still, there is a lot of essentially free work done by researchers ahead of these bug releases, and in the end the company only has to pay for actually verified bugs and not for a lot of time researchers spent just looking for vulnerabilities that don't really exist or materialize. And turns out that Google actually had an outage earlier today. There were a number of different Google services that were affected. YouTube apparently was affected, so was Gmail, and also Google Analytics. The problem with Google Analytics is that a lot of websites that use Google Analytics do include its code. So if Google Analytics does not respond, it will affect the load times for these respective sites as well. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.